Philippa McGuinness has a new book out. It's called Skin Deep, The Inside Story of Our Outer Selves, and she joins us to have a chat about it today. Philippa, how are you?
I'm really well, thanks, Andrew.
That's the way. Because it's an organ, our skin, but because it's on the outside of our body, do we kind of take it for granted? Like, we're always very precious about all the organs on the inside, but are we as precious about our skin?
Well, I think it's an absolute paradox because a lot of people don't realise that skin is, in fact, our biggest organ. And really, through most of medical history, people didn't think of skin as an organ. They saw it as a kind of flesh bag, really, that, you know, contained all the more important organs within.
Yeah.
And so I think we do take it for granted on the one hand, but on the other hand, we completely obsess about it because it reveals to the world who we are in many ways. And when something goes wrong with your skin, and things go wrong all the time, as miraculous as it is at healing itself, you can get into all kinds of grief, and it can be fatal when we think about skin cancer.
Philippa, what was the inspiration about writing the book about skin? What got you started about it?
Well, I guess my own skin, you know, to be honest. I'm a 55-year-old woman with a Celtic background. I grew up by the beach, and so my skin has suffered a lot of sun damage over the years. I'm very careful now, but I grew up before the flip-flop-flap message.
What was the most surprising thing you found from your research?
I guess it was really getting my head around the statistic that by the time they're 70, 2 out of 3 Australians will have had a skin cancer.
Whoa.
Now, most of those will be non-melanoma skin cancers, but 2 out of 3, that kind of blew my mind. And when I started thinking about the impact that must have on our health system, as well as on people's, you know, sense of their skin and their well-being, I feel like I'm still getting my head around that, to be honest, even though I've been thinking about it for years.
Philippa, do you think the message about SunSafe has actually sunk in? I mean, it's not our fault. We're in the sunburnt country. As you said, we come from Anglo-Saxon stock. We're not really meant to be here. Our skin is not meant to be attacked by the sun like it is here in Australia.
Yeah, it's a complicated question because I'm of the generation that was just before the flip-flop-flap message really started getting through to people.
Back then it was like, oil it as much as you can and get out in the sun as soon as you can, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, you know, among the baby boomers and I guess Generation X, rates of skin cancer and melanoma are as high as they are. The message, you know, does get through, particularly with parents. So there's no way now that parents would let young children run around at the beach or outside all day without rashes or sunscreen or any of that protective clothing. But it all falls away in high school because it's not cool, you know, to be wearing a rashie at the beach when you can be in a bikini or board shorts. So I think that there's a real challenge there, and a lot of the dermatologists say that we need another really big investment in public education so that the message gets through. And it has to be every day. Like, even in winter in Australia, there's still a lot of sun. So, you know, people have to be sun aware every single day.
Philippa, thank you very much for going to the trouble of writing the book and joining us to have a chat about it today.
It's been great talking to you. Thanks, Andrew.